Armadoxy for today, muon mixture inclusion. Thus far, we've spoken about the spiritual attributes of Holy Muon. We've followed scripture and connected dots between the presence of the Holy Spirit in our world, Muon's history, and our lives today. We've learned about the players, those who will be blessing the Holy Muon, and the significance of their positions. We now have the groundwork from which to look at the preparation of the Muon itself. The Muon is made of olive oil, the oil of balsam, and the essence of 40 different flowers, herbs, and vegetation. As a prelude to the ingredients, I'd like to share with you two stories which are essential to the proper understanding of Muon in our lives today. I grew up in the Los Angeles area. The mountains to the east of the city are particularly susceptible to wildfire. In the 1960s, the Angeles Forest went up in flames. During my sixth grade semester, the school district took us to an area inside the forest called Clear Creek. There, our class camped out for a few days, and one of our assignments was to plant seedlings in the burn area to bring back the forest. At the same time, our camp counselors gave us instruction about nature and the importance of respecting our natural surrounding. One day, I remember vividly, our sixth grade class stood on the ridge of the mountain as the counselor, or perhaps it was a forest ranger, asked us to remain silent and listen to all of nature's sounds. 30 of us stood on the ridge, quietly listening. Do you hear the birds? Do you hear the water running through the creek? Do you hear the frogs talking to one another? Do you hear the rustle of the leaves telling us that there is a breeze above us? And then suddenly, our meditative state was interrupted by one of the kids in our class, who made an obnoxious and rude sound, causing everyone to burst out laughing. Obviously, the mood was destroyed. The lesson to listen was perhaps even ruined. But not for me. One of the teacher's counselors that stood there with us quickly reprimanded the student and brought the rest of the class to some order. He was upset and came down on the boy for making the silly noise and the rest of us for laughing and destroying the experiment. And I remember thinking at that moment that wasn't this kid's obnoxious sound also not a part of the moment? After all, aren't rude sounds something that young boys make? This boy got the attention he sought, and perhaps a bit more. But for me, it was the idea that why was this boy's voice and sound not equally as valid as the sound of the birds, the creek, the frogs, and the leaves? And at that moment, that boy made a sound, just as the birds, the creek, the frogs, and the leaves did. His voice, however obnoxious it may have been, was a reflection of our presence in nature, and therefore it was an integral part of the mix. Often when discussing the church or learning about events such as Muon Blessing, it is easy to think of them as performances, as something apart from us. The church's history is not about facts and figures. Sure, the church exists on a temporal plane and therefore has a recordable history. Those are the facts and figures. But the church's story is also outside of time. Its history reads as a play with you as a character, interacting with the storyline. That's the first lesson of the Muon mix. Tomorrow we'll talk about how you become part of that mix. Today's prayer is from St. Nefesh Norali. Jesus, wisdom of the Father, grant me wisdom so that I may think, speak, and do that which is good in your sight. Save me from evil thoughts, words, and deeds. Amen.
Apostle.net. Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.
Hi, this is Father Voskin. Today's daily message was part of a deep dive series, Holy Muon from Armenia to your home, celebrating the upcoming blessing of the Holy Miron at Holy Etch Miadzin. If you've missed previous sessions of this series, you'll find them on Spotify, your favorite podcatcher, or better yet, visit us at epostle.net, where you'll find our entire library, archives, messages, videos, and podcasts. Take care, and God bless.